Good morning and welcome to day five of Christmas. Hopefully you're listening to this and watching this as you're getting ready for worship this morning, or maybe you're watching it after you've gotten home from worship. Even if you've missed worship, our worship services are available anytime you want after they've happened online at YouTube. Anyway, today's reflection on Pastor Scott coming to you from Ascension Lutheran Church. I've neglected to say that because I was so anxious to invite you to worship. And I stand here again in our sanctuary as we're moving through these 12 days of Christmas. We're almost halfway there. Today's reflection from the devotional we've used this year, The Mess and the Messiah, comes from Luke's Gospel, and it's the only story we really have in the Gospels about Jesus in his childhood. Although he's 12, which was almost an age of adulthood at the time, we certainly wouldn't consider a 12-year-old an adult today. But Jesus and his family have gone to Jerusalem. They've gone to the temple, as had been their custom, for the feast day. And when they left, they had neglected to bring Jesus with them, and it took a day for his parents to realize he wasn't among them. And when his mother and father went back to Jerusalem, they looked for Jesus, and it took 3 days for them to realize he was in the temple doing what was perfectly natural for Jesus to do, asking questions and teaching the religious authorities in the temple. And when his mother got there, we read the verse from when his mother found him, and she was quite upset with Jesus for making them worry, as mothers do. I think this text actually, one, it helps remind us that Jesus was human. Jesus was born, as we said, in day one of Christmas, into a particular place, into a particular time, to a particular family. He became human. And he experienced many of the same things we did. Jesus was born into the messiness of those relationships. And the reality is his mother had the challenge of dealing with raising the Son of God, who had the authority over Jesus as a mother, and yet knew that there was something distinctly different about him, because even prior to his birth, she had been visited by the angel Gabriel and told that she was doing something unique and different, and she would be used by God for this special purpose. There are so many layers to Jesus and his parents' relationship, and his mother getting angry with him, and Jesus snapping back, and then his mother, you know, saying, you know, that they didn't even understand his response. And then they made their way from Jerusalem, and it says that Mary, his mother, cherished these things as she'd pondered them in her heart. These things Jesus had disobeyed. Jesus had told her she had no business in being upset because he was in his father's house. And yet somehow that response, even as a mother, she responded as a disciple, as a child of God, as somebody who had allowed herself to serve God and be used by God for this particular purpose. All the layers of that relationship and who had authority and who was in charge are challenging for us, to understand and to unpack, as are in reality every relationship that we have. For that is what it means to be human. We see Jesus' humanity here in the way that he interacts with his mother, and we'll see it elsewhere in the Gospels. Jesus being human. But we also know that he is fully divine as well. And the wonder of that is one that we will never be able to fully understand or comprehend. But such is the world that we live in. With God, all things are possible. And it's not to our human understanding to be able to figure them out. Jesus was born into the world, into the messiness of the world, into the messiness of relationships. So he knows what it's like for us to be in messy relationships with one another. So let us not forget that on this fifth day of the Christmas season, and on this Sunday as we gather in his name to worship him. Thanks for spending a little bit of this day hanging out with me, and I look forward to seeing you tomorrow as we reach the halfway point of these the 12 days of Christmas. Take care.